Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Yes, you made it.
Mic one,
All
two, one,
right.
two.
Yes, we are working now. So it worked when you signed out.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
I know. I was
All
like, why
right,
would you
guys.
longer?
Right, that's just so weird. All right, guys. Sorry for the minor intro. We were having technical difficulties. But anyway, so this is our first actual podcast. Let's get into it. I know some of you guys are accustomed to watching our live shows. But yeah, we're on. How are you doing today, Billion Dollar?
I'm great. Just getting ready for this work week. That's pretty much all.
Definitely.
How you
It's been
doing?
crazy. It's been crazy just trying to adjust, especially since, as you can tell, I lost my voice again. I don't even know when I'm gonna be able to
Oh,
sing. But but just
what
coming back from New
happened?
Orleans. Oh yeah, just coming back from New Orleans.
Ooh,
So the food was banging. I mean, I swear I
okay.
just ate around the clock. I mean, that was my goal. For
Yeah.
me, my only goals, because I mean, I had a dinner cruise that was scheduled for the first day when we came in. But I was so tired, honey. What happened was we landed at around like before noon. And our check-in time was at 4. So we had all this time to kill and we had our luggage with us, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So basically you can imagine we just drank and all that lovely stuff. So by the time we got back to the house, we were lit. Like we were
Yeah.
lit. And I was tired. I should have had the dinner cruise for the next night, next day. I don't know why I did the first. I wasn't really thinking. But anyway, we missed out on that. That's something I would have wanted to do. But I'll probably try to do one here. I think they do stuff like that around here. I think
Yeah, like
anywhere, I guess
Baltimore
there's a
area.
body. Yeah, I guess anywhere there's like a body of water, I think they do it. But yeah, so we had food. I tried alligator bites, which is crazy. It tasted like basically fried. That's what it tastes like. Yeah. So much so I had to get me a second order. And then I had like this shrimp over there. I want to say it reminded me kind of like if you go to like what is it, Bonefish Grill, and you try
Oh,
their
yeah.
bang bang shrimp. It kind of reminded me of that, but spicy. It was pretty good. So I mean,
I know
I
they
had
do.
no complaints. Yeah, have you been?
No, I never been, but you know, like how people promote the New Orleans style food. You just know, like
No,
if
they
you
do. They
go,
do. Oh, yeah.
that it's gonna be good.
Heck yeah. That's something we should definitely do that one time. I thought it was lit, like, for
Yeah,
sure. That would be
I
lit.
definitely want to go.
We're gonna have to try to, we're gonna try, we're gonna plan that.
Yeah, we're gonna get
But
that.
yeah.
I'll make that.
Yeah. So, did all that stuff. The nightlife was cool. You know, it's not like a city that's like luxurious, like you know, glammed up like Las Vegas, which I know, you know, you get it with Hurricane
Yeah.
Katrina and all that and recovering, but it's odd. I could really appreciate the simplicity of the city. It was something kind of, I don't want to say rustic, but it was just something really just
Yeah.
basic and simple that I really appreciated
Yeah, I know what you
with
mean.
the city. So I
Yeah.
can't wait to go back. Like I really like it. But from I heard they kept telling us, Uber drivers love to tell us this. They were like, oh, I think there's like a shortage in staff as far as with the police force. And apparently it's either on the top 10 list or top 5 list or something of like the most high crime cities.
I mean,
So
I could believe it. Yeah.
We just basically tried to not look so touristy.
Yeah.
We tried to, but yeah, well, that's enough about that. I finally feel rested, so that's great. But
Good.
yeah, I had a great time.
That
So
was good. I mean, definitely want to enjoy it,
yes.
especially as the third dirty 30s. You gotta have a good time. But a lot of people think that you have to, go all out and then, spend all this money and go crazy. No, it's just like celebrate that year, celebrate that, that time where you hit another year and you know, it doesn't have to be all glamorous or nothing. You know, you just venture off into a new town, new place that you never been to, and just have fun.
Exactly. Yeah. And fun is different for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people just feel like you gotta turn up and get effed up, and it's like, dude, I want to remember like what is
exactly
what we experience. You know what I'm saying? I didn't drink, but you know, towards the end, I just really wanted, I didn't want to be too like shit faced. That was a thing for me. Like, I just wanted to be, you know, nice and calm and relaxed, but I wanted to just enjoy the locals. You know, I wanted to enjoy everything that was around me. Like, I'm, as I get older, and I don't know if you feel like this, Ashley, but sometimes, you know, you realize life is more than just, partying is fun. Don't get me wrong. I mean, heck, I was at a party last night, but it's just, sometimes it's just like, you can appreciate things deeper. Yeah. It's like, so even if you are at that party, you're just still just, the moment party I was at is just stepping outside. I talked to these two girls. They were like in their early 20s. Mm-hmm. And to me, that was such an enjoyable time. We were talking about astrology, but, it was just so nice. But type person, I actually like those group intimate converse, you know, gatherings to where you can chit chat. So that's why, you know, when we stepped outside, that was very enjoyable. I love the turn up, but I really do enjoy just the experiences. You know what I mean? Like, just be at the restaurant, talking to the people around, and just engaging and just truly experiencing people, because we really take for granted beautiful moments, even the moments that aren't so luxurious and amped and, you know, vivacious. It's just, sometimes just sitting there talking to somebody rhyming is an experience in of itself. So so like, how do you feel about life as you start to get a little older?
I mean, I feel the same way. It's like, for this birthday year, I kind of had an idea of like what it would look like. I wanted to do so many things, and you know, once time like got closer and closer, and even like actual, like on my actual birthday, I was like, you know what, listen, like, if I'm in the house, I really don't care. Because one thing about it is that I look at it like, okay, this is just the birthday. Like, I still have a whole year of me turning this year, you know. So I'm
that is true.
Year, you know what I'm saying? And then it's just like, who said that it has to be a turn up? Who says, you know, we go off of the way, you know, like things are as we grow into our, from teenage years to young adult years. And, you know, it's this, you know, society paints a visual of how you should celebrate your birthday. And it's like, if you're young, oh, you're instantly like going to a club, buying a table, turning up, looking sexy. Like, you know, that's the idea of the birthday. So it's like, no, we do have to like normalize not doing shit or just want to do. Like, you know, me personally, I told myself, I turned 29 this year. I don't care if I'm in the house. I'm 30. Get out, travel, maybe go on a little bit. You know, but it doesn't have to be the normal everyday thing that people do for their birthdays. Right. It doesn't have to be that. You know, it could be anything that makes you happy. So, I know for a fact it's gonna make me happy to turn 30 in another country. So I'm gonna make that happen. And
as you should.
And this year it felt good to be in my house and be around my family, friends, and just have a good time in the house. Cause it's like, hey, that's the vibe that I'm on this year. And I don't mind it being different than what I'm used to or what I thought might happen. You know, but I did have that little idea of the birthday dinner at a Fogo de Chao.
Oh, did you enjoy that?
No, I didn't go, but
you
know how everybody gets dressed up and you have this big birthday dinner, and then afterwards, you ball out till you fall out. And it's like, you know, I kind of wanted that, but as time go, you know, because time got closer and closer, like, oh, it was the day before my birthday, or, you know, and then I'm like,
It snuck up on you, didn't it?
Yeah, and it's like, I'm like rushing around trying to hurry up and do this. I'm like, listen, this is my birthday. Like, what am I doing? You know, like,
spend it how you want to spend it.
Exactly. So, yeah, I definitely feel it's just, as the years go, you know, it's more about like, okay, My time is precious. So if I'm going to spend my birthday, like I need to benefit from, you know, I ain't going to spend all this money just to say, oh, I spent all this money. You know, like I really want to like feel like, okay, I'm doing this for a reason. Is it making me happy or am I just doing what everybody else would do? So, yeah.
I mean, and I think that's a really good question to really ask. Sometimes we get so caught up in that. Like a couple times the people in my group, they'd be like, you only partied one night through this three, you know, these 2 days. You know, is that enough? Like, girl, all I wanted to do was party one night. Like, you know what I mean? Like, as I get older, like, the hangovers are starting to get worse.
Right? Listen, don't nobody want to deal with that three nights in a row.
No, and then you're lethargic. You know, you got the mental cloudiness. And it's like, even when I did party, it wasn't doing too much. Like, I call myself being on my grown woman shit. Because I feel like before, I used to just, I mean, I think I just used to drink into oblivion. I mean, I drink into, like, blackout. I'm ashamed to admit, but I used to. And now I'm at a point, like, you know, and I used to party hard before. But now I'm just at this point where I'm like, dude, been there, done that. You know, I just want to. You know, like you said, travel, see things. You know what I mean? Like, get out. Like, I actually did want to, you know, enjoy my 30s in, like, somewhere, you know, in another country. But it was just the way things were set up, like, who I was dating and certain things like that. It just made it to where I changed totally. Everything. Yeah, I had to totally reconsider that. And I was like, all right, well, then how about here?
Right.
And then after that relationship ended, it was just kind of like, all right, we're just going to go with the flow and keep going with it. So, I mean, I was content, you know what I mean? Like, but I got to party one night. Yeah.
Like, it's not like you were.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, it's not like you even if you know, didn't get to go to a different country, you did explore and, you know, go somewhere new. So,
yeah
I feel like I have that idea of what you wanted.
Right. Like, I haven't been there, so I was like, this is great. I want to eat new foods. I want to party in a place that I haven't partied before. And I went to this jewelry shop. So I followed this guy online. His name's Lanza, I believe. And he's just such a NOLA dude. He's got the accent. It's great. And what I really love is on his page, he'll be like, you know, best restaurants in NOLA or, you know, best jewelry store. So I went to this jewelry store and I loved the warm welcome. It was, the funny thing is, you wouldn't believe it. I think we were singing Virgo's Groove or something. And she's like, hold up now.
Yeah.
Like, hold up now. Let me put it on the speakers. I was like, okay. So that was my first day in. That was lit. And she just was like playing her album on the speakers. And the kind of jewelry store it is, it's called Adelmo. My apologies if I'm mispronouncing it. But they basically kind of have, I want to say, kind of African-inspired jewelry. You know, that's like nice. I got a cute little gold cuff link. I'll probably upload it on Instagram. And I got some really cute earrings, ones that look kind of spiky and others that are kind of like tassels and they hang.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I got a couple African outfits my mom brought home from Gabon. So I was like, this would be great to pair, you know, with the jewelry. So, but yeah, fun time.
Cool. Glad you have fun.
I guess we'll go into it. I love that we got to, you know, do that. But what I think we should do, what do you think about doing like a mini intro? In case, you know, for people who maybe just have been getting wind of our podcast and may not have been following our social media.
Was thinking of like, what's up, y'all? This is Million Dollar Baby. And then you go in and, hey y'all, this is, you know, your name. And then let's get into it. So kind of like a little introduction, like, hey y'all, you know who it is, blah, blah, blah. And
Okay. Well, I guess I'll just go ahead and go first. I'm Mila the Brave. This is our podcast. Let's get into it. On my social media, you'll see that I'm a model. I have put out one single, but I'm hoping to do more. What else do I do? I do these little, because I used to hate the idea of TikToks, but now I'm like, sheesh, I can't help but scroll and look at recipes and new salads and all that stuff. Outside of here, I'm a divorcee. but a happy one. Okay, we're not all miserable. I'm a Virgo, September 14th. That birthday just passed. Woot woot. And yeah, so let me just hand it on over to you, $1 billion.
Okay, well, thank you. Again, my name is $1 billion Baby. I'm more of a little private socialite, but I'm starting to open up, you know, get the visual of what I want to portray onto my social media. So if you see me, follow me at $1 billion Baby on IG. You'll see I share a lot of opinions or, you know, things that pique my interest, things that I'm into. So you never know what you get from me. But I share a little bit of my personal life with my family, my kids. I got my two babies, and I share a little bit of that. But, you know, I mainly stick to the news and what's going on in the world, because that's my big thing. You know, I want to talk about stuff. You know, I want people to give me feedback and you know, engage with me, because I feel like, you know, this was just my calling to talk. I always had this thing when I was younger. Well, not too much younger, because I used to watch this show called Being Mary Jane. I know y'all heard that. And listen, let me tell you, I used to be like, I'm about to be her. Y'all, I'm about to work at CNN. I'm about to be a newscaster. Like, I'm about to be on the TV, you know, like, because I just feel like, you know, I wanna be able to be the person that people watch when they're getting their new information about whatever's going on in the world, you know? So, I realized too, like, you know, certain platforms aren't for me. So the CNN, that trying to reach for that, it wasn't really on me, because I know that it would restrict you from talking about certain things, or you have to...
Yeah.
Say it in certain ways, and I want to say it the way I want to be. So
exactly,
you know, coming to you now here on Let's Get Into It to speak my mind in the way that I'm going to be comfortable, and I know that everybody would, you know, enjoy hearing it. So yeah, that's me.
And that's the important. I love the important part, and it's something where it's definitely relatable. Because I do watch CNN. I love CNN. And it's kind of hurt. It was kind of stunk. They kicked off Chris Cuomo, but I understood why. You know what I mean? But it's just that I totally agree. I tend to have a little bit of a potty mouth, and I couldn't do that on CNN. So
right.
I like to be able to communicate and express myself freely, and then just kind of share a perspective, because we're all perspective, like whether people really want to admit it. But most of the, you know, the articles you write, you read, or the news platforms that you watch, I mean, it's based off of, or slightly skewed, or biased more so,
right?
Because that's just how it is, you know what I mean? Like, we're people, we're gonna inject our own little perspective on it. So I think that's just something to expect. But anyway, I guess we will go into our topics.
Yeah.
You know me, I'll talk my your ears off. But first one we can go into is 50 Cent. Y'all, 50 Cent, the troll, the internet troll, sues Florida plastic surgeon for using his photo to promote a penis enhancement procedure.
Oh, this one was so funny to me, because I'm like, okay, so they use his face, his face to promote the penis procedure.
But why?
Right. Like, I mean, I thought that they had a pic of his stuff. You know, I thought that that's what they was doing. No, they used his face. Yeah, it was weird. I probably probably would have sued too, because, and not even just because like 50 Cent, like more so like, why are you using my face to promote a genital thing? Like, I can understand like, you know, like if it was Botox or some type of facial enhancement that like makes you think, you know, like, okay, like you, okay. But why like a dick enhancement?
Right. Like for,
that was weird. Like,
so I look like a dick now? Like, you know what I mean? Like, right. I'd be so offended. Like, all right. So what you're saying, I look like a dick?
Like, you know, like that shit was weird. I'm not gonna lie. I would have, you know, I would have had mad questions, and then I would have been like, okay, and then I'm about to sue you too, because you didn't even ask me to see my picture. So where you thought you was about to get money from this little penis enhancement. Like, nah.
Just have to be dumb mad. Like, what the heck?
Like, you, that plan backfired so bad for this person. Like, I feel bad for her, honestly, because you thought she was doing something. But
and then my thing is,
why? Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure she could have thought of different people that she could use this, you know, the picture for. Why use 50 Cent out of all people? You know he's gonna clap back. You know he's gonna say something.
You know, and you know he spends his life like,
yes,
being shady.
Yes.
Like, so no, he enjoys it.
She just set her own self up for the downfall, because that was not smart at all.
Not at all. Not with that guy.
You know.
But really. No, but I agree. Like, it just doesn't make sense. I didn't even know all that. I assumed, just like you did, that it was literally of his penis. So then I was really, I'm glad I let you, you know, you spoke first, because I was going to say, isn't that a compliment?
It probably would have been if we knew what it looked like, but shit, we want to know now. Like, should y'all want to use his face? What do his look like that you would even put his face there?
Right.
What his stuff look like? I need to know.
And why him of all people? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, what?
I mean, should we? You never know.
Now I'm being nosy. Were you involved? Like,
because like, why? You know, that was very specific.
It's right, you're right. It's random as hell. Like, what?
I need to know. Like, inquiring minds want to know. We need to tag 50 Cent.
For real. Like, he got to give us some answers.
Yeah, you know. But hopefully, I mean, I wonder how
much. I would be pissed too.
How much did he sue her for?
Let me see if that's on here. How much did he sue?
Awesome. I mean, it got to be a lot of money.
I mean, is it pending?
Probably. They probably didn't even release the amount yet. He probably just like, you know what? I'm going to get you. But however much I can get you. Because my thing is, too, like, if she wasn't using pictures of real procedures, like, she was using a photo of him. And obviously, she didn't get that far. So what kind of money you going to get from her? You know what I'm saying? Like, so
why?
What do you expect to get from this lawsuit? It's gonna
right.
That's why I say he just petty for that. Cause I mean, come on now.
Right. Cause you know the girl. You know you got more money than her.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we know she did. She did something stupid. Cause that was stupid. But we also know she probably don't even have the money. So at this point, she's not even gonna be doing enhancements no more, or not even trying. She gonna be trying to get herself off the hole real bad, doing something else, because I don't think she's going to prosper in that business at this time, you know. But
damn, apparently he be suing. Because I'm reading right now, it says 50 Cent sued his, in 2017, his ex-lawyers for $32
million. Wow. His ex-lawyers? You know, that's messed up. So I'm going to get you, I'm going to make sure that you defend me for whatever, whatever, and then I'm going to sue you to make all my money back. Ah, that's just horrible.
Right, like he's petty.
Like, he's paid, a
petty god, yo.
You pay these people, and then you take the money back. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. He's a petty god. And then apparently he, he won a $30,000 revenge porn lawsuit against Thierry Marie.
She did. Oh, she was with him? They was with each other?
I guess.
I never knew that.
Yeah, so apparently, I didn't know about this too, but says that the 50 Cent and Thierry Marie saga has been settled in the court of law. but continues to play out on social media. A month after winning a $30,000 revenge porn lawsuit filed by the singer.
Oh, wait. So was she, okay, so wait, they messed with each other.
Yeah.
Is she the one that released it or he released it?
She did.
Hmm. For what?
Wait. You know what now? A month after winning a $30,000 revenge porn lawsuit filed by the singer. So no, she did it. She filed the lawsuit.
She filed the lawsuit. So who released the pornographic? who put out the movie? I feel like I'm heard not sure. Story before. Yeah.
I wonder if it was. Oh, okay. Here it is. Thierry Marie initially sued him for posting explicit photos and videos of her in May 2018. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, so they was actually doing something together in the pictures, or it was just pictures of her, so.
I guess it's just explicit ones of her. So explicit, I don't know, maybe it was like nude shots or, you know, masturbation vids.
He must have been sending him something.
Yeah.
And posted it. That's messed up. But, you know, I think I heard of that before. I think she was on Love and Hip Hop.
Because she was on the show, but I didn't know it was 50 Cent, though.
Yeah, I think, I remember hearing about 50 Cent being involved. That's crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why I felt like she kept it anonymous.
Yeah, I remember her going through something with him and talking about it, but I didn't know that it was like that. I didn't know the details. Yeah, well.
Yep, so he likes to sue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, we know how 50 Cent could be.
Shit. Mm-hmm.
At this point, I think we need to move on to the next topic. The way he is,
So the next one we got him. The next one we got him is Bishop Lamar Whitehead. Is it Lamar or Lamar? Lamar.
I think it's Lamar. Yo, he
handles a woman. What? Sorry.
Y'all gotta see this video. We're going to have to post it. You know what?
We're going to post it. But that's what we're going to do. We're going to end up posting the videos and all that with it. So once we get, like, really acquainted with this, I know how other podcasts tend to do it. They'll, like, include any attachments along with the podcast. So once we get comfortable with that, definitely we'll get on board with doing that, because everything that we talk about is just not even going to... It's the same if we don't have the material for you guys to
write. To show,
yes. But this man right here, he was... Why did he have to do that to that woman? So he was talking in front of everybody at the church. Yes, the church, honey. And I think the woman was, what's she doing? Taking pictures?
She was trying to record and take pictures. I think she was trying to record them. Because, you know, a lot of these people, a lot of the churches have the virtual now, that, you know. Mother motives there too, because he's the same pastor that got robbed while they was doing the service, and they was recording everything for the virtual service, and he got robbed because he's the one that wears the flashy chains and all that. So I don't know, like, what she was doing, if it triggered him, but then not the Wi-Fi going in and out.
Your issue. That's your issue.
So is it strong now? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay. So yeah, I think she is triggering this man because this is the same pastor that got robbed on camera. So.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she may have been innocent, just, you know, taking pictures, taking videos, because, you know, in these days and ages, like, it's It's, I mean, it's, we have virtual services. People record all the time, you know, or maybe you want to remember the things that the pastor was saying in the service, so you record. Now, she was standing up recording. I don't know what that was about. I wish they would have showed a clip of what happened before. But, I mean, he manhandled this man, this woman. He put
he
his
did.
Hand.
He did not the yoke. He did not the grab. Yes!
On the back of her neck. Yo!
Like, what? Mm-mm. That's a big, not even a bit. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. You might be going through your little PTSD with all that, but really, where was all that when you got robbed? Like, I just want to, you know, sorry, I'm just saying. What? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, because it's like, okay. I mean, we understand maybe you weren't really, you know, happy about her recording, which you could have just stopped and said, hey, young lady, are you able to stop recording, you know, from my past experiences? And I mean, I'm sure that she knew and would have understood. So I'm not sure if this was like him, you know, just overdoing it or being, over, I don't know, like she could have known and been, it's like they really should share the previous moment, because then we're left in, you know, suspense, like what happened, you know? So but yeah, that was, it was a lot. Even if she was being malicious, or even, you know, if she had no idea, like regardless of what it was, like for him to just go and grab her, like you're a man, you know, so obviously it's gonna overpower her. And I mean, nobody was there to stop it. Like, he just was like, get her out of here, get her out of here, get her out of here. And was holding her by her neck, behind the neck. Like, you know? So, from behind, grabbing the neck and pushing her out of the place.
Yeah, like, that would piss me off if I was her. If you know, I'm sure if her man saw that, that was not cute.
Yeah.
That's not cool. That's never okay.
Yeah. Never
okay. So, we'll go to... Then people tripping. I swear, like I was talking to somebody. I swear, like we are getting close to the end of the days of being on this earth, because the stuff that is going on, the evil, the craziness. I mean, it's just like, what is going on? Is the end near?
Yeah.
Now here's one. Rapper Diamond the Body, mind you, I don't know who that is. Revealed she has had over 2,000, that's right, y'all heard it, sexual partners since losing her virginity at the age of 12. But only God can judge her.
Listen, it's two things that was a red flag here. Virginity at 12 and 2,000 partners since then.
Right.
That's crazy. Even if you're 30 years old and you lost your virginity at 12. Okay. So maybe you've had a body once a year. Because that
really?
Could be like,
that's
no.
2,000?
No, no.
I'm going to say, hold up now. I don't know.
2,000. But if you just think in people's lives growing up, through the well, I mean, she started very early, but you know, if she went ahead and was just sexually active each year and just added, you know, one person a year, I feel like that's still a lot, but at least it's understandable, because you might not be with somebody for years and years and years. You might be with one person for 1 year, and then y'all either stay together or move on, then you move on to the next person. So I just feel like, okay, it might be a little bit understandable, you know, and I mean, it's her life, so it's like, you do what you do, hey, I don't care, but it might be a little understandable to just have one a year, and then that would have led her up to what, from 12 to 30, I mean.
Yeah, she's like 34 now, I think.
Oh, 34.
I need to tell her age, because I was like, long.
Listen, and I'm not really good at math, hey, sorry,
I don't think that's I'm trying to figure it out how you get there.
Yeah. No, listen, people probably be like, listen, it's really not that hard. It's simple math. Trust me, I've never been good at it. I don't care. It's not my strongest suit. But what I will say is that even at one person a year, that wouldn't be so bad. The fact that she made it to 2,000 people.
I just want to know what the fuck she was like, what were you doing?
That's how many? All right. So,
I guess I got to, maybe I got to get my calculator out because at this point,
because I'm like, wait a minute. From 12.
Crazy. So, I guess we could do it. What is it? 34 minus 12. And then so, 22 years that she was at.
So, how many years? Okay, 22 years. Divided. Is that divided by 2000?
I think. I'm wondering. Oh, no, get out of here. Not 90 a year. What is happening? Like, what? I just want to sit in a room with her. I might stare at her for like 5 minutes straight. Before I start to ask my questions, because I have a lot.
Ooh, 90 a year? That sounds about right. When you get to 2000,
were you in a relationship? Like, no. My thing is, why couldn't you stay in relationship?
Oh no, with these, she was never. Oh, yeah.
Unless she's a cheater. She's a chronic cheater. Maybe she's a chronic cheater.
She wouldn't even, She was getting busy. No relationship, no commitment, no nothing.
For all that while?
Yes, just whole phase. Never change and never stop. And I know, here's my thing. I don't judge her. But this was a whole phase. It just was. I don't judge her.
Long one. God, like.
Yeah, and it probably is not a phase. She probably is just a hoe. That is hoe behavior. Yeah, because it probably is not even a phase. If you've made it to 2000.
Oh, God damn. You keep going.
Listen. And me, the type of person I am, I really am strong about the whole body count thing not being like this huge because guys
right be,
you know, so it's like and the difference with the men and the women when it comes to body counts, men make it like, oh, you have this number, you know, throw you to the side, you can only have one body count before me, like, you know,
like you couldn't have a pass before them, which is crazy.
Exactly. So I really hate the whole idea of looking at somebody's account and saying, oh my gosh, like judging. But
this is a lot, though.
When you reach even 1,000, even, listen.
I mean, 100 makes me cringe. I'll be honest. If you want to know the truth.
Yeah. It makes me, yeah, 100 is a lot. 100 is.
Especially if you're, I'm sorry. Especially if you're 34. Gavin's the best. 34? Damn it. Tella? Ashley?
Oh. Oh my gosh. We need to get it together. Because I pay way too much goddamn money. I pay a lot of money for Xfinity. I'm about to tag them. Because when we post this, I'm going to tag them. Because you know what? I pay so much money. The pods, I pay for so many different things, and it should reach. I just don't know. Oh my gosh, and it means we have 1,000 calls coming in. I have 1,000 calls coming in, people are calling me back to back.
Stressful. Yeah. But that's a high body count.
Yeah. It is.
And like, I agree. Like, with you, I'm on that. I stand on the same thing where I'm like, don't judge women. And I agree. I just think it's effed up how I'll be honest with you, I don't judge a man who has a high body count, but they always tend to make it seem like theirs is lower than mine. I think they be lying. I'm going to be honest. I don't believe a lot of these dudes when they're telling me, oh, yeah, 10 girls. Get out of here. Like, stop. You know it's not 10. Stop.
Yeah, man. Listen.
You know it's not 15. Stop lying.
Yo. It's maybe crazy. Not. Yeah, men, they want to make themselves look so good and make us look bad. And that is the truth.
Yep.
That is the very truth. Like, I mean, and I know that it's nothing wrong with you exploring and being, you know, especially as you get older. And then think about it. If you're, you know, 40-year-old person, you're gonna, hey, it's natural to have had at least, you know, a good number of people, because in the, you know, in the mind frame of, okay, we're not thinking about like, oh, you're a Christian, you're, you know, into religion and you would be married before you do all of these. We're talking about this day and age where we have people that, hey, you lose your virginity, you meet people, you know, and maybe you're in a relationship, it doesn't work out, you get with the new person, right. Or you know, years and years and years go by, it adds up. So it's like, come on. Right. In this day and age, we all know what happens. We're grown. But yes, reaching 100 for anybody, man or woman.
Right. It's, I'm sorry, a big
one. It's just a lot, because it's like, what are you doing in your life? But, you know what I'm saying?
Really, what are you doing at 1,000? Like, are you just effing all day? You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand. Like, what are we doing?
Like, you have way too much time.
Right.
Way too much
time. Obviously. Heavens.
I'm trying to figure out what happens in your day that you are, you know, having as much sex.
Right.
Yo, it's a lot.
Like, this is crazy. And then my thing is, why do you want to have that much sex? Golly. Like, you must just be an info, you know? But another thing I think about is, I don't know. Something is telling me it has to be like 12. I have a feeling something happened to her when she was young.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of times when girls are molested or raped, you know, by an older person or something like that, they tend to end up being promiscuous.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, they say that's one of the, you know, things that happen with individuals. Not always, because some people can... It's just like some people assume that it's just because somebody molested, they'll molest someone else. And that's not necessarily true either.
Yeah.
But these are just things that people say. Like, if people who have, you know, people have been touched a lot of times, you know, you might be dealing with crap like this.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like she really kind of took it far. And I think that, I mean, I'm not judging, but I feel like she should consider, because it's not normal.
Yeah, that's normal. It's just outrageous. And I mean, you could tell by the way that she was saying, you know, like the way that she was talking about it was like she wasn't ashamed. She wasn't like she didn't feel like that number was too high. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, this is what it is. If you got something to say, but listen, God don't judge me, ma'am. You don't even know.
Like, you're,
I
want to
know,
old,
what her relationship,
like,
looks like with God, because if you have a real strong relationship with God, I'm sure God would talk to you and you would find out some things. 2,000. First of all, he's not even happy when we have sex without being married. You know what I'm saying? But he forgives us. But to reach to you, just now, you're one of them kids that's taking an inch. And we're going a mile.
Because he's already not allowed.
Yes. And he already forgives us for what we do. So why would you go that far? It's just too much. It's too much. And I would feel, and I know that the vagina is a very magical place and a magical, you know, very enchanted, especially for Black women. We have a very precious thing there. But... Mm-hmm. You are really overdoing it. You're stretching it out too far.
Like, literally. No pun
2,000. Intended. It was not intended for 2,000 men. I'm sorry.
No,
it was a lot. Damn. So, I hope she seeks help. I really do. I hope that she understands that at some point, getting the feedback, hearing after, you know, she put out an interview and talked about this stuff, and hearing what people have to say, is not the fact that we want to judge you and feel like, oh my God, you are such a nasty whore. No, it's not about that. This is the fact that you got to understand that is just a little bit too, that's not even a little bit, that's not a lot.
It's more like
too
concern.
Much.
Like, you should feel so bad that you probably should feel like, yeah, I don't want to add any more new people. Like, that's where...
Right,
really be
like, I draw the line at 2,000. If you go over 2,000, ma'am,
no, that's it. You need to be done right here, damn it. That's it. Damn
and
it.
I wish I was the one that was interviewing her. Like, okay, so are you done? Are you planning to stop? I think you should.
Because
I think you've had enough, ma'am. I think you've had enough. Like, I know it's a lot of fish in the sea, and I know it's a lot of men out there, but you don't got to take it literal.
Golly. And then, I mean, but she said it's women too, so.
Oh, God.
I'm like, you're lucky you don't have a disease.
Yeah. Well, we don't know.
Shit. Well, I mean, you're right. I don't know. You're right. You know what I mean? Like, you're right. I don't know.
But if you was willing to disclose that, I'm sure she would have disclosed.
I mean, damn. I mean, she just put me all out there. I mean, I appreciate her for being real, but it's concerning.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. It's very concerning.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stand on that. And I hope she gets help. And that's it. So, next topic, I guess we'll move off of Diamond the Body.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, let's
go. The last one.
Yeah. What's the last one?
Oh, my God. I never would have thought.
Oh, you talking about the guy that went crazy?
Ma'am, was that at the Metro? Where the hell was that with him breaking all that down on Black? I know we're going to explain what happened, but I just got to know, where was he at first?
Oh, he was in New York at McDonald's.
Lord.
And
so what happened?
Honestly, I don't know exactly why he flipped out. I think he was in the line trying to order or trying to find a seat or something. Something to that degree of just getting served. And, well, you know what? Actually, looking at the video, he was at the side of the store where there was the seats. So I think he may have just been looking to... And he had a bike in there, too. It was weird. So I don't know, really. I think at this point, he wasn't even ordering. He was just like... trying to find a space or something. I'm not sure, but
were people picking on him?
It kind of felt like maybe he was saying something, or maybe he was just doing something that people were like looking at him weird about. And then, so obviously, you know how people are, where they don't care how they look at you, and you know, they're just gonna look at you and even say certain things out loud and just expect people to just not do nothing about it. And so he probably confronted those. It was like three guys that were standing there. And I'm not sure if they were all together. But at some point it did look like they were together, because then they were fighting this man, beating, you know, trying to pretty much jump him.
Beating him up all upside the head and stuff.
Yeah. And you know, the crazy thing is that, like, the way it happened, he was getting all in their face, and then they were like, you know, well, chill, man. And he was getting a little hyped up there. So then they started to defend themselves. And then, you know, where one came in, then the other two came in. And it was weird because they were punching him. And I mean, three. He was just standing there. Yeah. And at that point, you know, this is a super, super crackhead or something, because there's no way that this man is going to stand there. Yeah, three individuals, and you just stand. He was standing still. Like, actually, what? he was leaned over on the garbage can.
So
he was just standing there with his hands on his cheeks, like he was like, "All right, so are y'all done?" Like,
he's wicked. He was wicked.
Yo, I said, "Oh, this man is a super crackhead or something," and then. They stop. He stands there. He's like, okay. And I'm just standing here. And they're like, yeah. Okay. So then he goes in his handy dandy fucking backpack, looking like Dora. Backpack.
Yeah. That's
Yo.
And at first I thought he was going to pull a gun out.
Yeah, listen. I read some of the comments. Dumb people was like, listen, y'all going to stand around and watch him get beat like that and not even have no... And then go with his backpack. Listen, if I punch somebody, actually, if me and my boys or some, you know, me and my people are jumping somebody, and this man is not even phased, that's my cue. I don't care.
I would have been done. That him eating my punches, our punches.
Then he goes into his backpack to pull some tools out, and y'all just gonna stand there to look and see what he got. You think what you think he was
rolls out? You know it can't be good.
It can't be, because this man is already showing you that he's some type of super something, and he pulls out and looks like a machete, an axe.
It was a damn axe. I said, he was on the
He looked like he was what was those from the movie 3000?
I'm like, why does he have an axe? Like,
for times like that, when people want to try him.
Oh, could you imagine someone pulling an axe out their fucking back and then coming at you? Dude, I would be like, time out.
And the same one that was hitting them that was like, no, calm down. No. Yo. And then he knew he had the power at that day.
Nah.
That time, he had that power. He came on, he was, and he did all the damage to the store. I know they were probably like, well, goddamn, what do we do? But he was knocking off tables. I mean,
breaking shit. Yeah.
Breaking glass wall, you know, and it was one of the very renovated McDonald's, not the little rinky dink one that's old and old fashioned. This was the new one that got the damn, you gotta go and order at the screen and not even with the cashier. That was a really nice McDonald's, and he done busted out so many pieces of glass and tables and all types of stuff. And them kids, they was scared. And I don't blame him because he pulled out an axe.
Like, what? Like, yeah, when I saw that, I said, what the hell? Normally. You said what?
Yeah, I'm wondering what he does with that axe on a day-to-day
basis.
He kind of reminds me of Paul Bunyan or something, just having an axe.
Like, why the fuck do you have an axe, dude?
Listen. that was kind of...
Crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
You know, the first time watching it, I was scared for the people because I kind of thought that somebody would die the way he was swinging that axe. But he did it before. You know, you could tell he was just scaring them. Because he even went up to the little white girl. She was scared, shaking. I mean, she didn't even
move. Terrified, honey.
He put that thing in her face, and we couldn't hear what he was saying, but you could tell he was like, you see what I can do? Like, you better tell your boyfriend. Whatever. he was talking to her like that was, he was the uncle or some shit. He was like, nah, do you want his ass whooping too? That's what he was, you know, signaling and moving that axe around in her face. And I was like,
I was like, damn.
I couldn't have been there. I wouldn't even be recording.
I would have left because, like, especially like with people, you don't know how those situations are gonna go because,
right?
Especially, you know, you have like your mass shooters, you have all that, and it's like, how do you know if that's gonna, you know what I mean? That could have quickly turned into a, all right, I'm just chopping at niggas in here, like, I'm just gonna chop at people in here, you know? Like, he could have he could have snapped, and that's another thing, people are just going off, like, it's scary,
yeah.
Like, yeah. As of late, people are just really losing. There's really, like, a mental illness issue, I think. Like, people are really going nuts, so.
Yeah, people are really losing their minds. So, you know, and that's the thing. Like, me and my boyfriend will be in the car driving somewhere. And, you know, there's a lot of people that just don't know how to drive. And I'll see him getting upset and beeping the horn all crazy, and it's like, chill, because you really don't know. I literally seen a video of people at a red light in the same city that I used to live in. I just moved from there, but I used to live in this is a pretty nice suburban city. Okay, I don't live in the Atlanta, Bankhead, Decatur, no area like that. I live in the metro Atlanta where it's very, not a lot of crime going on. But I seen this video of these folks at the stoplight. And I mean, I guess, you know, for whatever reason, the man was beeping the horn and the guy in the other car pulls out a gun and bop, 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 bop.
Oh my God.
Just shooting at this car. And the guy ends up fleeing off and driving off, but it's just like, who knows if he was okay? And you're in the car behind them seeing all this stuff. At that point, you don't even want to beep at nobody no more because you don't even know if you're going to get shot at. That is the type of world we live in now where you don't know. People will really go crazy, and you never know what people are dealing with. So even just being at a red light, seeing a person where the light turns green and they're still sitting there and you beep too long, that might trigger them to set it off, like, you know, and you just never know. So yeah, that guy right there at the McDonald's, I wouldn't have been even recording. I would have been out as soon as I seen him take them punches like he did. I got to go. I don't care if I got my food or not. I'm leaving. Because now. Well, we are approaching our 60 minutes. I think that we did a pretty good job.
We most certainly are. And I totally, totally agree. We did. Yeah. I can't wait to keep doing this. We are going to come back next week at the same time to give you our podcast.
Now, so even though we had our little minor glitches and internet issues, I'm about to cuss Xfinity out. I swear to God, tomorrow when I get up in the morning, I have Xfinity, and I don't understand what's going on.
They usually,
it's weird. I even got a I got their Xfinity security installed, so I got their, you know, little camera doorbell thingy, and I mean, they installed it, it was working, and it conked out right after. So I was like, no, I think Xfinity is getting so big that they're kind of like even forgetting that they have customers because they're just so big. Because I mean,
even, they are a big deal.
Yeah, even I will try to call customer service, and they'll be like the little automatic system, and you know, instead of getting a representative, you can do the chat, you can go online to the website. I'm like, ma'am, sit representative.
Yes.
Listen, I'm on the phone,
it's like I
want
to talk to a human.
Yeah,
you have
they
to
push for you to do the whole virtual chat, go online to make a payment, go online to do this, that. No. So I got
to
call them.
I like to talk to people so I know things are, you know, going well. Like, maybe that's the old person in me. But I like to talk to them for certain things, especially when it comes to my money. I need to talk to
them. Oh, yeah. Because you already know, internet and you know, I wasn't even paying for cable for a while, a really long time. Once, you know, we started getting wind of all these streaming apps and sites, I wasn't paying for cable. But, you know, I moved into a home, and then I said, okay, I do want a security system. And they said, well, okay, if you get the security, you can get a bundle deal and add the cable. So I went ahead and added it.
Which, congratulations on the move. I never got to tell you that.
Oh, thank you.
Are you loving your new home?
Yes. It's, you know, it's one of those things where you just want to do so much, and you got to realize, like, take your time. Like, you live here now. There's no rush.
Right.
So, you know, I just have so many projects and things that I want to do, and I'm excited, you know, but definitely.
Is this in Georgia too?
Yep. Still in Georgia. Yep. It's a little bit closer to the city now, closer to Atlanta, because I was living in, it was out the way. It was not too far either, but I was like maybe 30, 40 minutes, depending on what part of Atlanta you would go to. But now I can get to Atlanta in like 15, 20 minutes. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So
that
definitely. I love the location. It's still suburb, very suburb, so it's not like giving extreme city vibes, but it's still close, so I love it. And you know, I love the house, so I'm excited to start doing my DIY. I'm already thinking I want to buy some lumber and build some shelves.
Oh my God, I love it.
Yes, I'm one of them.
It's giving me life.
Yeah, listen, and we have like this huge garage area where it, like, you know, it extends so far that, you know, I will get everything set up so that I can get some tools and do my own little thing. So especially during this, you know, this period where it's going to start getting cool, it's slowing down, and I have a lot of free time now that it's not going to be so warm anymore, and I'll just work on little things in the house and eventually work on the landscaping and the you know, outdoor projects in the spring. So, but yeah, it's definitely enjoyable. I'm liking it.
That sounds perfect. I love that. How are the kids liking it?
Oh, what? Listen, you never catch a time where you don't hear kids running. So that's what they like to do.
So that's a good thing. You know,
yeah.
A good
thing. I think, you know, they were so used to being so just bottled up in an apartment. They're like, we can't run. We can't do anything now. The only people that would complain is us, but we don't mind. We let them run, get their energy out. They have a good time.
They're tired for bedtime.
Right.
All right, Miss Lady. Well, we are at our end. So we're going to close. And I hope everybody has a great week. Remember, even on those moments where it just seems like it's a rough patch, it's hard, and you don't know if you can do it, just appreciate those beautiful moments, whether it's looking outside and seeing how bright the sun shines, or the little trick your pet does, or the little cute thing that your kid does that you've seen them do 25 to 35 billion times. Just try to appreciate the little things and experience life. Mm-hmm. Stop and have a conversation every now and then with somebody, just to check on them, see how they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we just need to do that. Take care of another as much as, you know, however we can.
Yeah.
Without. But I'm gonna end on that note. Love you all, and tune in to next week for our Let's Get Into It.
Yes.
All right. Signing off.
Bye, y'all.